Well, it wouldn't be Christmas without music from Rita McNeil. The legendary artist is joining us on the line right now. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Good to hear. Are you enjoying a nice Winnipeg winter?
Oh, it's pretty chilly, that's for sure.
You know, it's funny because I was just on the phone with a radio colleague who went down to Phoenix for the weekend, and it just seems wrong. Canada, cold, Christmas. Those words go together, not sunburn and Christmas, right?
That's right. We like the snow for Christmas.
Absolutely. And another thing is Rita McNeil and Christmas go together. Loved watching the Christmas special with my parents growing up. So what are some of the Christmas traditions from your family? What's one thing that you look forward to this time of year?
I love going out when the place is all lit up with Christmas lights, going down the main street and doing a little bit of shopping and seeing how everybody is all excited and, you know, getting ready for the season. And I love having family over for the Christmas dinner. That's been a big tradition for many, many years now. And those things are the things I look forward to. And seeing old friends that you may have not seen in a while. And just all those good feelings that seem to surface this time of year.
And I think one of the other really cool things that you said about being lit up is Midnight Mass is always a nice thing to see.
Well, it is. It is. It's been a tradition, and it's something that, for me, growing up, was an important part of our lives. And it's nice to still partake in that around the Christmas season, especially the Midnight Mass.
Yeah. Now, you grew up, you have several siblings, don't you?
Yes, I do.
So
I have three brothers and four sisters.
So what sort of craziness did the kids get up to at Christmas?
Well, I think like any normal kids, just the excitement and the planning and being around while your mother does all the cooking and the preparations and all the relatives that you get to see. I mean, that was a big part of it, particularly growing up in a small village. That was what it was all about. It was the getting together and that closeness that seems to come that time of the year.
I imagine there to be singing, though, at your family functions. Was there any singing of Christmas carols?
There was. There wasn't a lot of it, but there certainly was some. And it wouldn't be unusual for someone to bring a fiddle into the fold and play and have a few tunes going on while people were gathering together. I mean, that's something that's always been a part of our culture back home.
So what are you doing for Christmas this year? You're at home? You're not on the road at all?
Well, I get home on the 16th, and then I have a concert on the 20th at home, and then I hope around the Christmas Eve and Christmas Day I'll be with family and friends, so that'll be the usual goings-on this time of year.
Mm-hmm. Now, so you are touring Canada right now with the Men of the Deeps. It's one of your most popular shows. Audiences love it. So tell me, what can we expect? Actually, maybe even before that, what Men of the Deeps is?
Well, you know, this is our 10th anniversary of touring, and we're very pleased to be joined together to go across the country with a Christmas show. And, you know, people that enjoy Christmas music and other songs as well. And, of course, the men do their set, and they have some wonderful songs that talk about their lives, and their stories are very real. So I think they play a big part in bringing people together. And it's just a great honor for me to be out on the road with them. And as I say, this time of the year is a special time because you get to go to all the places, and they're decorated, and people are in that kind of upswing, so it's kind of fun.
And there was a TV special earlier in the year with you and the group, is that right?
That's right. We did a live DVD, and that was a lot of fun to do as well, and we're pleased to have that available for folks now.
And you've got all the information on your website, of course, ritamcneil.com.
I absolutely do. If for anyone who's looking to find out what's going on, where the tour is taking us, and any other information they might be interested, they can get it off the web.
Absolutely. Now, we have to get back into the Christmas music here on the show. If you could stick around for a little bit longer, we'll chat more.
Thank you.
That would be perfect. Rita McNeil joining us. And we're going to find out who MC McNeil is. More with Rita McNeil right after this. Perfect. We're going to talk about the kids' album, if that's okay?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Are you in Winnipeg right now, or you're coming here later today?
I'm coming, driving in now. We're just leaving Brandon.
Okay. How was Brandon?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. A great crowd, and the weather's crisp and keeping us all awake.
Yes. Well, it certainly will wake you up, yeah, if you're not already awake.
We're on the bus as we speak.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is there a lot of snow there, or no?
Great amount, but enough to make it look very seasonal.
Yeah, it wouldn't be right. We had one Christmas maybe about, 20 years ago or so, and it was brown, because I think it was like plus 4 or 5. It didn't seem right.
No, I hear you. I don't like it when it's like that. I always wish for snow around Christmas, and the past number of years at home, it hasn't been very Christmassy, because it's been rather mild and green. So
yeah.
I'm hoping this year it'll be different.
Have you ever gone somewhere warmer, or are you always at home for Christmas?
No, I could never leave home at Christmas time. It's very important to me to be there. That's where my heart is, certainly around the holiday time. So
yeah.
I'm always to make sure that I get home for Christmas.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, so if you're ready to go for round two... Are you ready? Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
I thought I lost you.
Oh, no, I'm here. I said if you're ready to go, we'll start with round two then. We'll get into it.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. The countdown to Christmas continues on top of the charts, and the legendary Rita McNeil is joining us. And there's a little known fact and a nickname I want to bring up, and I hope I'm not embarrassing you. Maybe you can finish the story for our audience. Who is MC McNeil? You have a double life as a rap star?
Oh my goodness, I didn't know that was going to come out. Yes, that's me, the rapper.
Okay, so explain that to me. Pocket Full of Dreams, what's the story with you and MC McNeil?
Well, I wrote a lot of children's music over the years, and I finally had a chance to put a CD out called Pocket Full of Dreams, and one of the songs on the CD is... about Halloween, and it just so happened that it came out in a rap style, and I thought it would be cute to put on the CD, and I had fun doing it, and it seems, certainly with my own grandchildren, it's one that they particularly like, so that's the rapper girl coming out at me now.
Now, is it true, so maybe you, Men of the Deeps, is there going to be sort of a rap number tonight in the show?
No. I don't think I could toss them into it.
But that would be fun. Maybe after a few glasses of eggnog.
That might work.
So what else then about Christmas? We were talking during the last music set about never being away for the holidays, because it just wouldn't seem right to be somewhere not at home, right?
Yes, that's right. Well, for me, that's how I've always kept that tradition of the ability to be able to go home after the tour and celebrate Christmas at home. That's where a lot of my good Christmas memories are. So it just wouldn't feel right to be somewhere else that time of the year. So, and I've been fortunate that I've been able to do that every year.
Now, see, because you're such a very Christmassy person, I need to ask, when is it too soon to start decorating for Christmas? Like, when does everything go up in your house?
Well, I've always had the... Because I leave for the road around November, I always put the decorations up early, and that gives me a chance to enjoy them before I go on the road, and it sort of puts me in the Christmas mood. I kind of like doing it, in the month of November, around the middle, mm-hmm. And I've been known to put the decorations, but I think in November for me works, because it gives me lots of time to enjoy it before I head out.
Mm-hmm. And how long do they stay up?
Well, actually, they don't stay up that long. I take them down the day after, Boxing Day, and then the day after, I kind of take them down, because they've been up a long while, so
right.
They kind of go away then.
Do you ever do any, what do you do for New Year's? Do you have a quiet night at home? What's your usual plan?
Oh, Friday night at home always sounds good to me. And if you're going to have a few friends, I sometimes have my sisters and their spouses over, but mainly I like to spend spend quiet and just kind of keep that that nice kind of stay at home feeling for the new year.
But tonight and for the rest of your shows, we want everybody loud. We don't want it to be a quiet time. We want everybody having a good time. Is that right?
I want everyone having the best time ever and just enjoying themselves just get in the mood and sit back and enjoy it all.
And they're going to be looking forward to seeing rapper Rita McNeil, right? Come on.
That's right. See what we can do.
Absolutely. The legendary Rita McNeil, thank you so much for joining us today. So we'll see you tonight at Club Regent Casino and across the country, mining the soul Christmas with the Men of the Deeps.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, take care, and Merry Christmas to you.
And to you, Jeremy, thank you.
Happy travels.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.
Perfect, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for your time.
Oh, no problem. We'll see you tonight. Have a great show.
Okay, bye.
Take care.
Now.
Bye-bye.